1230 WSOO. Don't know that we'll be seeing any rain anytime soon. Maybe some snow. It is the first official day of winter here on Monday, December 21st. And we're on the phone with the CEO of the United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula, Rolanisa Aranda. Good morning, Rolanisa. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Excellent. It's hard to believe, but it's been quite the year for everybody. And
oh, yeah.
And you and I talk, you know, once a month. And we, obviously, we have, you know, being on the board, we talk a little bit more than that. But we talk on the radio once a month. And, boy, it's been a challenging year. I guess that's the nice way to put it.
Yeah.
For charities and for the United Way. Talk a little bit about maybe how difficult it's been, but maybe some of the things, the benefits that have come out of having to go through something like this year.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we always try to find the silver lining. And I know this has been quite the unprecedented year. A lot of fluidity. You have to kind of roll with the punches as we went through. Starting in January, we had very little clue that the year would end the way that it is. We did set, for United Way, we set a $200,000 goal in June, anticipating that our fundraising would be a little bit lower than what it normally is because of a lot of layoffs that came with the pandemic and the shutdowns. And, you know, we've just really been working with the community, both business and nonprofit partners and individuals, to make sure that our EUP doesn't suffer nearly as much as some of our other regions in the state. So we're supporting local businesses. You know, we did some census work this year and made people aware of the importance of getting that done. And we purchased some gift cards from local businesses to just celebrate the fact that people were doing that that survey. We've been working with a lot of our normal volunteer groups and just rethinking what it means to volunteer in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, you've got volunteers who are just ready to run into the fire, so to speak. And so we had places for them to do that. We just, in last month, had an amazing food distribution event, a mobile truck coming up from Feeding America. And we served 300 families doing that. It was a bittersweet event because in the 300 families we served, we heard lots of thanks and gratefulness. And then there were cars still lined up from Lake State's parking lot, the Norris Center parking lot, down toward the on-ramp to the highway. So I know that there was much more need that we could have been able to help with had we had the funds to do it.
Right. And that's...
So it's... Go ahead.
I was just to say, that was, when I heard that, that was really sad because, you know,
yeah,
you always try to help as many people as possible. And again, knowing that this year there's more people perhaps that maybe have never needed anything for the first time because
yeah,
they've been out of work, or both parents have been out of work and they have the kids at home and they're just, you know, they're trying to make ends meet and everything. And
yeah,
people that normally wouldn't, you know, look for a, for something like that are out there, you know, in with people that, you know, perhaps rely on it year in and year out.
Yeah, absolutely. We so we call those folks our ALICE population. It's assets limited, income constrained, employed. Basically, they're the working poor. They're the ones who are working every day and, you know, getting the paycheck, but the paycheck is barely covering the expenses. And obviously this year, one of the major expenses was internet, and we found out just how vulnerable we are without that.
Right.
In some of our more rural communities. So, you know, the silver lining that we pick out of these things really involves being able to better see the gaps that are out there, the services that people aren't getting that they really need, and then being able to, you know, celebrate the fact that our community really does come together when we need to. Despite quite the political year that we've had as well, we saw a lot of division in different places, and just seeing that our EUP community can come together and help one another when the chips are down was something that was absolutely phenomenal.
And I was going to say, one of the nice things, too, that kind of, you know, made things a little bit easier, and I don't know how we would have gotten through this otherwise, is the technology that people have been able to,
yeah,
use, like Zoom and, you know, and all these different online meeting programs that people could use. And obviously,
yeah,
that's been something that you've been able to utilize, too.
Absolutely. We've been relying heavily on that, as you know, with our board meetings. All of our board meetings are on Zoom these days, and we anticipate that right into 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also been able to connect in some areas that we weren't before, just because, you know, we do have a small staff, and we are limited sometimes in our time and travel schedules. So being able to reach out via Zoom opened up a few more places that, you know, we were able to reach out to and educate the communities about what United Way does and how we help and how we might be able to work with them in the future. So that was very exciting. The downside to all of this is the fact that, you know, we're basically our mid-campaign comes this month. So we have a $200,000 goal set, and we're at about $55,000. Now, I will say that our community is generous, and we have had some amazing people step up to fill the gaps that we would normally be seeing. Right now, we're at about, I believe it was 28% of our goal.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some workplace campaigns that we know will be coming in, some of our larger ones, but we're also a little bit cautious with those, because we know that there have been some layoffs in some of these larger organizations as well. So we're really asking, you know, anyone, I don't know if you've kept up with the all of the CARES Act help that's been coming out. One of the really cool things that we saw this year was the $300 tax deductible piece for charities. So certain individual taxpayers, and they made it a very broad category, and I apologize, I don't have the specifics right in front of me, but
mm-hmm.
I do know that most of the taxpayers are able to receive a $300 tax credit if they are donating to a charity before the end of the year. So you
mm-hmm.
still have, what, about a week and a half, 2 weeks left
sure.
To do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we always let people know that we are very grateful for anything that happens to come our way. And there's lots of different ways that you can donate to several of the charities in our area. And a lot of them are online or by phone, so you don't have to leave your house to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that, in fact, the way that my donations go into the United Way is through PayPal. So
yeah. Absolutely. We love PayPal. It's super easy. You can
mm-hmm.
set it up.
Sure.
Remind people that, you know, even if your workplace doesn't do payroll deduct, you can set it up through PayPal, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The fees are very limited, so we see the majority of that come through.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is to donate through any of the Facebook pieces that we see. We actually did really great this year with our Giving Tuesday promotion. That one came just after the Thanksgiving holiday,
right.
And we saw just under $2,000 come through for that.
Awesome.
So that was really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a new way of doing things.
Sure, and you're right. I mean, when you say that our community steps up, you know, in times of need, I mean, that's time and time again that has been
absolutely.
Proven here in Sault Ste. Marie and throughout the Eastern Upper Peninsula. No matter what it is, I remember when we had the big floods over in Houghton, and they had that terrible thing, and boy, people stepped up and
yep.
sent truckloads
oh, yeah.
of stuff over there. And there's been other times that that's happened, and you know, and even like you said, through a pandemic and everything, even though I imagine a lot of the people that might have donated normally, again, perhaps maybe tightening their belt a little bit just because,
yep.
again, they might not be out of work too, right?
Yep, absolutely. And in those cases, you know, what we're seeing is while they may not have been able to donate as much as they normally would, they're
mm-hmm.
still donating and they're giving of their time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that has really helped. You know, our United Way is volunteer driven from top to bottom. So we have programs like our retired and senior volunteer program, where we've got anyone 55 and older reading to preschool, first grade, and second grade classrooms. It's all being done online, which is great. So the kids still have that interaction of a new face and are able to kind of tune into technology a little bit that way in an educational sense. And I know there are classrooms that are, you know, it's end of the year, everybody's a little bit chaotic, excited about Christmas and that, but we wanted to make sure that we were bridging that gap between the time schools let out and the time schools get back either in the classroom or online. So over the Christmas holiday, you'll see on our Facebook page that we are sharing some of our local volunteer readers reading to children of that age. And I think it's a really neat piece of the technology part that we picked up, because we're making it safe for the volunteers. They don't have to interact with too many people, usually just one, and none if they can do it from their homes by themselves. But they're still reaching, you know, 100 or more kids through that video. So that's been a really neat piece.
Yeah, that's another part of that whole technology thing is, again, how the people got through the Spanish flu 100 years ago. I don't know what the heck did, you know? You know? But I guess they didn't know what they were missing out on back then either. So.
Right, absolutely. No, I think that, you know, technology has been wonderful keeping us connected as much as it can. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, we tell people, too, that it's not always a replacement for face-to-face, but at least it's something.
Sure.
It kind of keeps you engaged. It keeps your mind active, and it lets you reach out to people that maybe you haven't in a while. So it's been a nice piece to have within our office especially.
We're talking to Rolanisa Aranda, the CEO of United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula. Rolanisa, we're getting ready to move into 2021. I know traditionally there'd be a lot of events that would be coming up in the new year with United Way. I mean, are those kind of right now all on hold until we get to something normal again?
Oh, I think everything has been on hold for the last year. Moving into 2021, yes, we're still being very cautious. So we are planning certain events, but we're being careful to make sure that they can be attended virtually. Mm-hmm. We don't know from week to week what, you know, state guidelines are going to recommend for in-person activities. And so having that, again, that technology piece in place is making our lives a little bit easier this time around. We will actually have our citizens review panel. That was one thing that hit kind of early in the pandemic this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a low turnout, which is not usual for us.
Sure.
So we're really looking to pick engagement back up come March, and we will be doing it virtually. Right now we have a save the date for March 24th. So if anybody is interested in doing that, they can absolutely get in touch with our office and we can put them on a list. And then come mid-February, we will reach out to people and start letting them know the different pieces that they'll have to have or you know, how to tune into that event. So we do look forward to that. And for anybody that doesn't know, I throw around Citizens Review Panel and CRP. It is the volunteer piece of the year, I think, for a lot of people. This is the time where we get a good cross-section of our community to come together. They help us review the grant applications that have come in, and they help us score the presentations and the grant itself, and then they recommend funding to our board. So, you know, if you're looking at a way to really use your voice, flex that muscle in our community, this is the way to do it. And I know every year we hear from volunteers that attend that it's been very eye-opening for them because they see that behind-the-scenes piece that we do every day, and I think that's a great thing to have in your toolbox to understand how our nonprofit community works.
And that was another question I was going to ask you too. You're in touch. You're talking to a lot of the other agencies in the community that are, you know, on the ground dealing with a lot of this stuff. You know, like say Salvation Army or some other ones. In talking to those agencies that really are the ones that are providing the services that United Way supports, what has this year been like for them, and how difficult has it been for them, and how have you been able to help them do what they do this year?
Well, so United Way has been able to pull certain federal and state dollars into the community to assist. And we've been able to make those connections. You know, a lot of the work that we do is behind the scenes, and it's done quietly because we know it doesn't need a lot of fanfare. We just want to make sure that our organizations are supported. So we were able to do some different mini grants this year for some of our non-traditional partners and then traditional partners, the ones who are applying for annual money.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to just spread awareness of the different, you know, one of the bigger things now, not so much early in the pandemic because we had a lot of support coming from other places, but lately it's been food resources. So, you know, which pantries are open? How do I get in there? How do I get help? How do I ask? A lot of those folks that we were talking about, the ALICE population, are folks who haven't had to ask before,
mm-hmm.
and so they don't know where to turn for resources. So we've been kind of information central to the public for that, making sure that people understand that Department of Health and Human Services services can still be, you know, benefits can still be applied for. It doesn't have to be long term. It can be short term, just what you need at the time. And so making sure that we have all of that information from our partners to be able to get into the community has been of great importance to us. And I think our staff has done a fantastic job of making sure that that happens.
And another neat thing that kind of happened was that, was it Meijer stepped up and gave you a bunch of money to help purchase PPE, which is things that people don't normally have to think about.
Right. That was one thing that nobody had put into their budget for the year.
Right.
And I, you know, traditionally it's not something that you think of when you're putting in, when you're creating a budget. I know we certainly didn't. So having those pieces, we also had help from, DTE, AT&T, and then Haynes Company came through our United Way Worldwide connection. So we actually had some masks sent to us to donate into the community, and we've been doing that here and there as they're needed.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to, I mean, again, it kind of stinks that we had to go through all this year, but to see the things that happened locally and the things obviously that happened nationally and start to see like the vaccine come out so quickly and everything, it's pretty amazing how this, the we as Americans and we as Youpers and everything kind of come together when you know, stuff like this hits the fan, you know?
Absolutely. I keep telling people we're a different breed up here. When you get above that bridge, you put things aside and you just help your neighbor and as much as possible anytime you can. So we make sure that we live by that same creed. And I know, you know, as far as the vaccine goes, we will be helping the health department and the hospitals share out information. So anything that you're seeing on our Facebook page that's being shared out or our Instagram pages, it's all reputable information. It's coming from verified sources. It's not hearsay. It's not, you know, I think one of the funniest things that I've seen are the memes that say I've have my Facebook doctorate. So, you know, we're not getting information from just any source. We're getting it from verified local sources whenever possible, and then state and national sources after that. We want to make sure that the public is informed. I know because the vaccine came out so quickly, there's been a lot of back and forth conversation, who will take it, who won't take it, who gets it, who can't have it, et cetera. And we want to make sure that if you're making that decision, you're making it informed.
Right.
And hopefully well informed.
Yeah, well that's another whole conversation about all the misinformation that's been out there this year. That's one of the bad things about social media is that people get all spun up on that stuff.
But, I know it.
But it's it's been a year, I tell you, Rolnisa. It's I don't want to go through this again.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. We're looking forward to 2021 being you know, everybody says let's get back to normal, but I don't think normal was working for us so much. So I'm hoping to find a new normal.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, our community thrives from it. One of the things that I do want to get out very quickly before we leave is the grants. We started talking about that, and then I was remiss in getting those dates out. So we do have a grant cycle coming up. It will actually open January 4th when our staff comes back to work, whether that be remotely or in person yet is up in the air. But that grant will open, and then the deadline to have it submitted will be February 5th. So anybody who is in the EUP who is a tax-exempt organization or working with a tax-exempt organization can apply for funds for community impact programs. So we are looking for out-of-the-box ideas that help with children and youth achieving their potential, to help improve the health of EUP residents, and to promote self-sufficiency and financial wellness within our communities. There are all kinds of different things out there that I am seeing, and I really, really hope that this information gets into the hands of those folks, and I know I will be helping from behind the scenes to ensure that they are educated on this opportunity. But, you know, every year we have anywhere between $50,000 and $80,000 to put into our community. And so we want to make sure that it's getting into that programming that is going to help our community go from the struggle that we seem to be caught in to a thriving community. That is our push this year.
Awesome. And again, one more push for anybody who maybe hasn't donated to the United Way and would like to. There's a, you said there's like a $300 tax exemption,
yeah,
or tax break that,
yeah,
they get on that for that. How again, we mentioned PayPal, but if maybe people don't have PayPal or they don't, you know, they're like, what the heck is that? What's another way to get some money to the United Way before the end of the year?
So you can always mail a check. We're checking the mail as we go through. And you can call 632-3700 extension 1. You likely will not get a person right away, but if you leave a message, we will be sure to call you back before the end of the year. And you will be able to do that over the phone with a credit card. The other way, obviously, is PayPal. And that one is paypal.me/UWEUP. And if you have any questions, you can email our staff or you can reach out to us on our Facebook page. Our staff is monitoring that over the holidays.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Raul and Issa, pandemic or not, the United Way, you guys do great work at everything. And we are so glad that it's a big part of our community. And we're looking forward to being able to see each other in person again at some point, you know?
Yes, very much so.
We have to have a big party at some point, you know, when this all's done, right?
Right.
So, well, again, Merry Christmas to you and your family and the whole staff there at the United Way, and thanks for all the good work that you guys do, and we'll look forward to continuing our monthly conversations in the new year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.